It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Good morning to Hayden from the New Zealand Drug Foundation. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this morning we've got an interesting topic. We're talking about cocaine, which I suppose is probably one of the... It's a classic drug.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it hasn't been that classic a drug in New Zealand historically.
We've had hardly any
in New Zealand.
We're so isolated from the rest of the world that it's not really made it here, and it is so expensive here compared to everywhere else in the world.
Yeah. So that's traditionally been the case, but in the last couple of years that's changed quite dramatically. Mm-hmm. So basically historically very low levels, mostly seen in urban centres, but around the middle of 2023 we just started seeing a huge increase in cocaine coming in, and that's a global thing. So that's been seen around the world, and it's just due to way more cocaine production. Cocaine, the wastewater data at the moment is showing us that cocaine use is about 2 to 3 times higher than what it has been historically, like before that mid-2023 period. And it looks like it's kind of holding. So that's been the case for almost 2 years now. It's been at that higher level. So it could be the new normal. We don't really know.
Do you have any idea about where this increase in supply is coming from, or do you know much about that sort of stuff?
Not a whole lot. It was signaled pretty strongly by the UN. So they saw this big increase in production in kind of mostly in Central and South America. Mm-hmm. We're, as a small country at the end of the world, we are pretty susceptible to any kind of supply flood that comes in. Mm-hmm. We've seen record drug busts happen recently, like interceptions at the border, but that's just really scratching the surface because a whole lot more is actually getting in. Mm-hmm. So there's way more on the market. The price has gone down, the availability has gone up, and we've seen a lot more use. I don't know about you, but you definitely see it around more than you used to.
Obviously, we see it in the movies.
Yeah.
I reckon it's probably good to cover off what are the short-term effects of recreational cocaine use on both the user's body and brain?
So cocaine is a stimulant, and it's, I don't know, I guess the kind of like stereotypical pop culture portrayal of cocaine is a drug that gives kind of rich people confidence in social settings, right? It can make you feel more confident, more euphoric, more energetic. And some of the negative effects can be that it makes you kind of agitated, or if you take too much, it can lead to overamping, which is what we call basically a stimulant overdose. So that's where your body can start to, your heart can start to race, you overheat, you can feel kind of nervous and jittery. It's good to know the signs of overamping so that you know how to respond and you can get help. Yeah.
What impact can cocaine use have in the long term?
So cocaine is I guess this is what's kind of interesting about this moment, is that we're seeing much more cocaine on the scene. So I think there'll be people trying it for the first time quite a lot more, who are maybe used to other drugs like MDMA or something. Cocaine is moorish. So it can lead to compulsive redosing.
Yes.
Like in one night. Mm-hmm. And then the more you take, the more that can lead to, I guess, an addiction. And the need to take more, and a loss of control of kind of how much you're taking and when you're taking it. Mm-hmm. So it can be addictive. Long term, it can really have effects on your, like negative effects on your body, particularly your heart. If you're using a fair amount fairly regularly, it can have detrimental effects on your body as well.
What are some of the common misconceptions about cocaine among recreational users?
Well, I guess one of the so I've got a list of harm reduction tips, and one of them is about mixing, and because I think most of the time when people are taking cocaine, they're probably having it with a few drinks.
Probably drinking, yeah.
And something that's not well known, because I have lots of conversations with people about this and they're always surprised, is that alcohol and cocaine actually create a new drug in your body called cocaethylene. And that lasts much longer in your body than cocaine alone. And it's also toxic to your liver. And it can it can increase the chances of overamping, and it can also increase those negative kind of calm down effects as well. So, yeah, I know that it's I'm probably not going to help anyone just by saying don't mix alcohol and cocaine, because that's such a common mix. But it's really good to be aware of what that does inside your body. And so if you are avoiding mixing where you can is good, and if you are mixing, spacing out doses and taking lower doses is a good idea as well, because yeah, that combination in your body does create this other whole new drug that is going to affect your body in different ways. Yeah.
Now, the Drug Foundation obviously doing legal testing of drugs. People can bring in their drugs to be tested. What have you noticed in the last couple of years? Is the quality and potency of cocaine changed, or is it getting cut with? What are you seeing?
We're seeing, so first of all, we noticed this big uptick that's been seen in all the other data. We noticed much more cocaine coming in, and we started to see the types of adulterants, which is just a fancy way of saying like stuff that it's cut with, were much more similar to what you might see in Europe. So our supply kind of looked more similar to kind of a European type of supply. We have seen the quality of cocaine deteriorate quite a lot over the summer. So over the last 3 months, between November and the end of January, 40% of the cocaine that we checked wasn't what people expected it to be. Mm-hmm. So it was either mixed with something else or with something else entirely. And that's pretty bad. Like MDMA, just for comparison, is kind of usually lower than 10%. We're seeing all sorts of stuff. So we've seen a real trend of boric acid show up in cocaine, which is, I think, kind of like an insecticide or pesticide. It's like probably not going to kill you, but it's not good for your body and it won't have psychoactive effects that you're maybe after if you're trying to take cocaine. Definitely the number one, if you're going to use cocaine, number one harm reduction tip is get it checked, because there is a lot of bad stuff going around. I was thinking about this morning, I think this is particularly the case. It's particularly important for cocaine, because cocaine is a real social drug. It's a drug that kind of someone might buy for a group of people, you know, for a party or going out or whatever. And so if you're that person, it's like even more important that you get it checked, so that you're not, you know,
poisoning your friends,
all your mates a bad time.
Yes. Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who, obviously, getting it tested is first and foremost. Yep. What other advice would you give to someone who's considering trying cocaine for the first time?
So, yeah, we've covered off testing. We've covered off the mixing thing, being aware of the effects of mixing with alcohol in particular. We've talked about that Moorishness. So I think that's really key. If someone's trying it for the first time, being really aware that it is Moorish, and there can be this kind of compulsive redosing. Mm-hmm. So the key tip for that is only take with you on a night out the amount that you are wanting to take.
Yes.
So that you're not actually able to take more than you wanted. And the other thing to bear in mind is just, again, knowing the signs of overamping. So overamping, again, is a an overdose on stimulant drugs. It looks different from an overdose on like depressants. So overamping is things like really high temperature, so maybe like profusely sweating and not able to cool down, difficulty breathing, agitation or paranoia, chest pains, seizures or loss of consciousness. So yeah, if you're out with mates and you know that your mate is taking any stimulant, but in this case cocaine, if you see any of those signs, really important to get help sooner than later and to help them cool down.
One more question for you. What would you say the signs of cocaine addiction are, and how can someone recognize if their use is becoming problematic?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess it's different for everyone, and I guess one of the big signs is that you've kind of lost control of how much and when you might be taking it. That's really hard to recognize in yourself sometimes, though.
Yes.
So we've actually got on the level, we've got a reflection book. Mm-hmm. So if you are kind of starting to think about these things, and if you're thinking that your job or your relationships or your financial situation is being affected by like any drug use, we've got this like notebook that you can order. We'll send it out to you for free, and it just helps you kind of sit down. It's got some good kind of guiding questions to go like, you know, what was your life like before this? What's your life now like? Now, what do you want? It's pretty basic, but it just really helps guide you through that process, and to help you think about the next steps.
Yes,
and next steps don't have to be, you know, going into rehab. There's a lot that you can actually do, you know, on your own, or support that you can get outside of like a residential rehab setting. Mm-hmm. And so that book has points you towards a lot of those different options as well.
Okay.
Yeah. The level.org.nz has a big section on kind of making changes and finding support. It's really non-judgmental. So it's, there's lots of people who might want to make changes that don't necessarily look like abstinence. You know, they might just want to kind of cut down or get more control. Lots of information and resources on the level for that.
Excellent. And if people want to get their stuff tested by the Drug Foundation, where can they do it?
So we do drug checking every weekday out of our office, which is at 72 Dominion Road. And we do lots of pop-up clinics outside of that as well. Tonight we're doing a clinic at the Hemp Store as part of First Thursdays. But if you just head to the level.org.nz, there's a big calendar there. So actually, no matter where you are in New Zealand, you better find a drug checking clinic near you that's either run by us or Know Your Stuff or the Needle Exchange.
Excellent. Hey, Hayden from the Drug Foundation, thanks so much, mate.
Thank you.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by the level.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
BFO.